This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, August 26. Resident Aliens. Our reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. During the 19 years that our family lived in China, we were resident aliens. We were living in one country, but we had citizenship in another. Writing to Christians who were scattered throughout Asia Minor, present-day Turkey, Peter reminds them that they are like resident aliens, citizens of two worlds. When he wrote his first letter, Peter was likely in his mid-60s and writing from Rome. According to some Bible scholars, his readers may have been former residents of Rome who were forced to relocate. Drawing from his decades of following Jesus, Peter urges these scattered believers to keep two things in mind. First, they should live with great joy. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, they have been given a hope that absolutely nothing could spoil. Second, though they are facing difficulties, even persecution, they should keep trusting in Jesus and living as respectful and faithful residents of their present land. In a sense, wherever we live, we followers of Jesus are resident aliens. In this life, our hope is in Jesus while we await our promised eternal life with Him in His kingdom, which will culminate in the new heaven and earth. So we too should live with joy, keeping our eyes on Jesus. And although we may face difficulties in our present circumstances, we can live as faithful citizens of His kingdom, wherever we are. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, help us to focus on our citizenship with You while we seek to follow wherever You lead us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.